Buongiorno a tutti, ascoltatori e ascoltatrici di Radio Pop, e benvenuti a una nuova puntata di Indire, il progetto che condividiamo con altre tre radio amiche in Germania, Slovenia e Francia. Andiamo in onda due volte al mese, alternativamente la domenica dalle 16.30 alle 17.30 o lunedì da mezzanotte a l'una. Come già saprete, probabilmente ormai è un po' di tempo che andiamo in onda, lo scopo di questo progetto è condividere musica indipendente con le altre radio europee e conoscere anche la loro.
Oggi Thibaut di Radio Campus di Angers in Francia ci parla della scena musicale della Francia occidentale. Ci presenterà La Houle, Nerloc e Dogs for Friends, tre progetti che si possono identificare come pop ma con influenze molto diverse fra loro. Ci parlerà poi di Sami Fatih di Nantes, che mixa violini e musica elettronica, e Molto Morbidi di Le Mans, un progetto sperimentale di musica lo-fi. Buon ascolto!
Radio Muse. Indire.
Independent Radio Exchange.
Radio Muse Network is part of the Indire project, which is co-funded by the Creative Europe Program of the European Union.
Hi listeners, and welcome to Radio Muse Indire, a musical exchange program between independent radio stations across Europe. This show's purpose is to promote local, non-mainstream and promising bands through a musical journey across our countries. My name is Thibaut from Radio Campus Angers, part of the Radio Campus France network. And this week, I'm taking you back to France's west side. In Angers, where I live, some interesting albums were released during the last year, despite the COVID-19 pandemic, lockdowns and musical venues staying closed most of the time. So we're gonna talk about La Houle, Nerloc and Dogs for Friends. Three bands that identify as kinda pop music but with very different influences. But we also gonna expand our horizons and introduce you to Sami Fatih from Nantes, which mix violin and electronic music with inspirations from abroad, and to Molto Morbidi from Le Mans, an experimenting lo-fi solo project. So let's start with La Houle, a project created by Simon Sokil, which started as a band that blend pop and shoegaze, and whose first LP, Première Vague, First Wave, was released in 2008, but that also evolved during last year lockdown as an ambient solo project within which he's using old tape recorders to superpose layers of sounds. He released last year another album, Dehors, Au-dedans, Outside, Inside, exclusively on tape, and is currently working on his next release. So we sat with Simon and asked him to tell us more about the music he's making.
I think the main core of the project, the main core of the sound of La Houle, it's kind of a noisy sound. So I think there is a link between the pop album, which have like noisy sonority, like shoegaze guitar or electronic noisy sound, and in my ambient project, which is kind of new, because I work on it like last year during the quarantine time. It's kind of new. I use like obsolete technology, which means like tape recorder, tape looping. So I take like the piece of tape and I stick it together to make like a loop. I try to make like a meditation and ambient repetitive music and sound. It's like an old way to record, and I would like to experiment this way of recording, because now with like Ableton or Pro Tools or Logic, you can have like a multi-track, like you can have a 1000 track if you want. Now on the tape recorder you had just like 4 track on the cassette and 8 track with a big tape. So you have to imagine the way of recording, which we have an incident on the result. So it's quite new, it's more a solo project in live. So it's, I think now the ambient project and the experimental part of Flaoul, it's a kind of a laboratory to experiment like a new way of recording, new way of work on the layering of sound, to use it in the pop part in the future. So there is a link between the two parts, so it's the noise, the work on the noise, le bruit.
You are currently working on a new album on the more the pop side. Who are you working with? Because previously you used to tour and record with other musicians. Now you have new musicians who you work with. How did you meet and how are you working on the album?
The new album, which will be released in the next autumn, so autumn 2021, it was wrote and recorded for 2 years now. So it's an old album, but due to the COVID, we have to report the release to the end of this year. I wrote it solo, and I work on with Clément Fortin, which is an electronic experimental producer in Northern France. He helped me to take a direction on the production of the new album, so more electronic stuff, like the noisy way of electronic with the glitch and stuff like that. So it's a pop, noisy album, but with guitar and like rock element with drums, bass, as well, but there are more synthesizer and more electronic effect on this album. We did it together, and in live I want to have like a proper band, so we will work together on the arrangement to give the opportunity of the musician to take part of the live sound.
You said the ambient project was recorded and you worked on it during lockdown last year. How was the year 2020 for you with the COVID? Did it impact your plans?
I think the year 2021 would be the year 2020. Like the album had to be released last year, so everything is reported to this year. So now I take time to practice with my musicians to prepare like a good live sound for the release of the album at the autumn. And I take this time to make a music video for the release of the album. So yes.
We're gonna listen to Toi ce moi, which you made a music video of. It was made during Dunkerque's Carnival. You have a strong connection with the north of France. Can you tell us more about this music video?
Yes, it's because I was born in northern France, like in Boulogne, Boulogne-sur-Mer, which is near Calais. So this album deal with when I moved back from London to France. I decided to come back to my parents and grandparents' place, and I take like time to think about my London experience, to think about life and the difficulties I have to be in this society at this time. So it's like introspective work, and to reflect it on the music on the video, I decide to take the image of the northern France, and I would like to give an homage to my area. And about the carnival, it's because Toi ce moi, it's a self reflection, introspective thinking, like it's about a guy stuck like in prison, like the his thoughts is prison. And I would like to represent it with the carnival, which is like a big party for the in the past for the fishermen who go to Iceland sea to fish, but sometimes they didn't come back forever. So Dunkerque Carnival represented the like the 3 day of party to enjoy the present moment. The carnival have a kind of connection with my song, so I decided to make this video in Dunkerque during the carnival.
Je regarde dehors, et moi de l'air.
Back in Radio Muse Indira, and you are listening to Toi ce moi from La Houle. We are now going to Le Mans, which, if it might be more famous for its 24-hour car race than for its musical scene, still harbor some interesting artists. It's the case of Molto Morbidi, the solo project of the former singerine of a band called Shadow Motel. She released her first EP, I Don't Know What I'm Doing, in 2008, followed by a second one, expiration date in 2020. We asked her to tell us when did she start to play music and how started Molto Morbidi.
Well, I started playing music as a kid when I was about 4 or 5, I guess. I went to music school and I took piano lessons and viola lessons and jazz lessons and all kinds of lessons, of music lessons. And then I had bands before Shadow Motel. I had bands in high school. And then I met Julien, who was playing guitar in Shadow Motel, and that's how it started. And yes, I bought a vintage organ, which it helped to find our sound. And then we both moved to Lille, because we were in Toulouse before that. And in Lille, we met Edouard, our drummer, and that's when it really started. We toured a bit, we recorded in an LP. We had loads of fun. But then the band kind of drifted apart for different reasons. We are still friends though, but musically, our drummer developed other projects and Julien moved back to Toulouse. So yeah, the band, I won't say we are over, we're more on an indefinite hiatus, but I still wanted to make music, and I went through a bit of a rough path 3 years ago, and I ended up having a lot of free time on my hands, and I've always wanted to experiment a bit with Ableton and see if I would be able to make music on my own, and that's how Molto Morbidi started. But I didn't have much ambition with Molto Morbidi at first. It was just experimenting with Ableton and see how things would turn out, if I'd be able to make songs and mix them by myself and kind of produce them by myself. And that's it. I didn't even want to... The idea wasn't to play gigs or anything like that. It was just, let's see if I can make an EP with this free time on my hand and Ableton. And that's how it started.
And after that, when you released your first EP, I guess you did tour a bit. And so you keep playing with Molto Morbidi and you released the second EP last year.
Yeah, because then I ended up wanted to challenge myself a bit. After I released my EP, I was considering playing a gig, because the challenge was kind of exciting. Like, would I be able to do all that stuff on stage and how? And also, I kind of missed playing gigs. So, the first gig was just, would I have the balls to do it? It was really exciting to see that I had the balls to do it. So then I wanted to do it again to verify that it wasn't mere luck, but I could actually do this. And now I really enjoy playing gigs. Well, not so much at the moment.
And so you're using Ableton, but what are you using it with? Do you use synthesizers or MPC or some other stuff?
To record, I use synth and my bass, and also I have a MIDI keyboard, and that's it. But on stage, I use other stuff because I didn't want to have a computer on stage. That was another challenge. I'm kind of changing my point of view on that. Maybe my setup will evolve and include a computer. But right now I have an SE300, which is a loop station. I have an SP404, which is a sampler, and two keyboards and my bass.
Can you tell us a bit about your writing? How do you write about the lyrics? Do you have some recurring thematics?
I don't really have a recipe. I mean, it's never the same. Some songs were composed following kind of the same process, but it's not something I really decide. I mean, sometimes I'm just kind of jamming on my own, if that makes sense. And yeah, a melody or a tone or a key strikes me, and then that's my bass, and then I build around it. And it ends up being a song. Sometimes it's the lyrics. The lyrics come first. And so sometimes it's also a bass line. It really depends on what I'm doing. But I can't say I do the same thing for every song. It's really different. What is not different, though, is the feeling I get when I'm done with the song. I kind of know the song is made. It doesn't necessarily mean that I think the song is great or beautiful. It's just, that's it. I mean, I have a feeling that everything is where it's supposed to be and it sounds right. Yeah, that's what's similar with all my songs. But the process in itself is always different.
You live in Le Mans now, which is roughly between Paris and the West Coast. How is the musical scene there nowadays?
I didn't have really any time to explore it and really meet with many people because I moved here last year in September. And then, yeah, I was like really busy with work and getting to know the city and getting familiar with living here. And then the fucking lockdown happened right when I was planning on getting out of my cave, and it kind of messed up with my plans of getting to know the scene here. But I've met with a few artists and I've watched a few live stream, and it's interesting. The scene is really diverse, many different styles, and it's a bit new for me because in Lille the scene is thriving. There are loads of bands. But I guess you can feel it's kind of close to the UK, and it's it feels like it's really evolving around rock sounds and Britpop sounds. And yeah, here I got the feeling maybe it's just because there are not as many artists as in Lille, so I get to see the whole scene more clearly. But I really feel that like it's a bit more diverse here.
Can you tell us more globally, what was it for you last year with all the lockdowns and even during summer, a lot of events cancelled and stuff? How do you adapt to try to play gigs and diffuse music in 2020?
I guess I was lucky in a way because my EP was released in June. So the first lockdown, I was really busy with PR stuff because I have a friend who's helping me, but I do all the press stuff on my own, well, with him. So I was really busy sending loads and loads of emails, and that was kind of lockdown compatible as an activity. So that was nice. But then again, yeah, many like cool gigs and shows were cancelled. And it was also, I was kind of counting on that to help my EP get more visibility. And yeah, but it's fine, I guess, because I love playing gigs, but I'm not the kind of musician who is completely lost without gigs, because I really, really love composing, and that's really lockdown compatible. And I guess, yeah, I'm in a better place than other fellow musicians. But what's more annoying is just, I think it's a bit harder for me now than it was for that it was during the first lockdown, because like 2021 is just a huge question mark, and it's really hard planning anything, because during the first lockdown everyone was kind of optimistic and I had proposals for shows like during the fall, shows that were obviously cancelled. But now it's just everyone's getting kind of shy and afraid to plan anything, and that's more annoying, because I'm already working on new songs, and I'm just like, okay, maybe like the second EP I'll have the chance to play these songs like two or three times, and then I release new song and I have to prepare for another show. But that's the same for every musician, I think, who released stuff during the pandemic. Some albums aren't going to be played live, I think, obviously.
I haven't seen you in a long time. Someone told me that you grew a beard, that it suits you well. Well, that's well. Well, that's well. Sometimes I wonder what's become of you, but most of the time I really don't care. I really don't care. I really don't care. A genuine interest rooted in anger and affection turned into this fleeting, misplaced curiosity. And every other month or so, triggered by unwanted investigations of my own initiative, faint memories resurface.
Sometimes I wonder what's become of you. But most of the time, I really don't care. I really don't care. I really don't care. Do you do the same things too? Do you feel the same way too? Do you do the same things too? Do you think the same way too? Do you do the same things too? Do you feel the same way too? Do you do the same things too? Do you think the same way too? Not knowing you anymore leaves room to wonder, leaves room to wonder if I haven't failed compared to you. Haven't I failed compared to you? Even though seeing you so lost made me take comfort in the fact that I for once had purpose. I for sure had purpose. I for once had purpose. Sometimes I wonder
what's become of you.
What's become of you?
But most
of the time, I really don't care. I really don't care.
That was Figures of the Past from Molto Morbidi, and you're still listening to Radio Muse. Indeed. We are now coming back to Angers to talk about Nerloff, which is one of the most well-known musicians around the city. After being part of a lot of bands, he started a new solo project named after his nickname and released his first EP, Je vous aime tous, I love you all, in 2020. He told us more about his background and his new project.
I began music when I was a teenager. My other band before Nerloff was Vedette, when I was the bassist and the singer. And I played bass in the band Sainte Carole from Angers too. And with three friends, we had a garage band named Sheraf.
And this project started when you met with Atom, producer from around Nantes, that worked with Stav from Rezinski, which is a friend of you.
Yes, I met Stav when I was in high school, and I met Atom with Vedette in 2011, but we worked together for the first time for the album of Rezinski, and we decided to work together in the first time on tracks from his band Parade. For the first EP, he had some tracks, we needed vocals, and I had some tracks, something like he got three, I got three, and we rearranged all the tracks together. And for the next EP, some other producers, like Chahut, who's a good friend, composed some track with me and alone, and we rearranged always the same ways to doing things. Whoever composed the track, we go to recording studio with Atom and we rearrange together to Nerloffizing the tracks.
Can you describe us the global mood that you try to set for this EP?
Same mood as in Vedette, but in French. And I tried to do some tracks like this EP a lot of years ago. Sometimes I wanted to do it, but I didn't find the good person to do it. So when I met Atom, was perfect, a producer like I needed. So the mood was okay, I'm with a guy who can do absolutely what he wants with a computer, with a software, and so it was very comfortable. So we tried a lot of things.
So you work with other local musicians, like you say, like Stav, Chahut, or the band Zenzile. Is it important for you to have those connections with the local scene?
Yes, it's important, not especially for the local scene, but for the artists I like, and the humans are friends of me. I guess it's the most important. But it's cool, because it's the local scene. We meet each other all the time. We do parties, and we are real friends before the artistic connections.
And it's the same for the music video you released. You're working with filmmakers that you know.
Yes, because it's easy, you know. You know, some guys, he can do it for nothing sometimes. When you have money, you can give him money, but sometimes, you know, it's just a friend's deal. when you don't have money, you need to have ideas. And I don't have money. Sometimes I have ideas. Sometimes my friends have ideas. I want to be something very simple, not too narrative, essentially aesthetic. I prefer do something cheaper, but voluntary cheaper, than trying to be something ambitious. And it's unworking, and so it's cheap, but you didn't want that cheap. I think I'm François Hollande. You remember François Hollande?
How was it to release your EP in 2020? You played only a couple of gigs on stage. You did some gigs online as well. How is it going?
It was an experience. I never did it before, obviously. So it was unknown.
Unknown?
It was unknown. We wanted to release it in April. So whatever happened, we did it. Okay. I guess we couldn't defend it as we want, on stage or in the media. So it's frustrating, yeah. We played before the COVID-19 a couple of gigs, and after a couple of live sessions, and now we want to really play real gigs. It's very, very frustrating period.
And what are you currently working on?
We are working on the next EP. We have the tracks. We are working on some new videos, and we have to finish the tracks, mix and master them. And I guess we're good. So I hope for next April or May, maybe June. We'll see. We'll see.
We're gonna listen to Banksy. Do you wanna tell us a word about the song?
This song is fun. It's not representative of the project. It's a trap track. And the story about this track is that I recorded the vocals with my computer, but directly with the microphone of the computer. And it works, so okay. Yeah.
Ooh.
You were listening to Banksy from Nerlofi's first EP on Radio Muse Indira. And we're now going to Nantes, former capital of Brittany and well known nowadays for its vibrating nightlife. I wanted to introduce you to a band that I particularly enjoy named Sami Fati. Sami went to the Conservatory of Music to learn and play violin, but instead of staying in a more classical field, he chose to experiment and blend it with more electronic sounds. He later met Axel, a filmmaker that quickly joined him to add live DJing to the mix. They go back to how their paths crossed.
So we met in a festival maybe 7 or 8 years ago in Nantes, our city. And Axel was making a video report on the festival, and I had a camera on this day, and he said, "Hey, you have a camera, so maybe we can talk." Axel asked me if what I was doing in my life, and I said, "I'm a musician, I have a band." He said, "Oh yeah, so cool, you have a band. What kind of music? Where do you play soon?" And I was playing the following week just next to Nantes, and Axel said, "Oh my gosh, but I'm doing the video report of this new festival, so I will be here, I can do a video for you guys." And that's how we connected the first time.
Sami, can you explain how your music works? Because you play violin, but you use loops to mix violin with more electronic influences.
So I've been a violin player since the age of 6, and I was doing mainly classical music at first, and more when I was a teenager, I was working with the computer, but I didn't think that I could mix the two for a long time. So it's only maybe 8 years ago that I thought that I can use my violin with the computer and the machines. So yeah, this is what I do now. I try to blend as much as possible the violin with the electronic music. So I compose electronic music and I try to do it with my violin also.
What are you using when you're on stage? Are you using software on a computer or is it only analogic?
For the moment, I use Ableton Live with some pads called Ableton Push. And I also have my violin on stage, so I play with the violin and the pads, and I also have some guitar pedals for the violin, so I can add some effects on the violin, such as reverb or echo or whatever. I have many pedals. So for now, I'm using only Ableton Live on stage, but for the next tour, I will have some analogic gear also.
From the beginning, your sound had influences from abroad, from other places. Can you tell us more about where it came from?
Yes, so yeah, from the beginning we were very influenced by traditional music from abroad, because when I was a teenager I almost quit violin, and my teacher at the time said to me, "Stop, yes, we're going to do some master classes with violin from around the world, violin player." So I discovered traditional music at this time. And then a few years later, we were lucky enough to travel a lot with the project. And we saw all these different musics from abroad, and it was very inspiring for us. At the same time, I started collecting vinyls. So I have, I don't know how much, but I have many vinyls of traditional music. And it's a very, very inspiring textures and music to blend it with electronic music.
Axel, can you tell us more about how it works on stage? And so you're doing as well music video, and with all the VJing you do on stage, can you explain what's the importance of images in the project?
So for our first show, I was using only motion design and graphic animation. But for the next show, we decide to work with only footage I have filmed during a road trip around the world. I love to start to work with all footage and not using only graphic stuff or motion design. There is a lot of landscape, and I use a lot of footage from dancer I shoot in different countries. For example, in Pakistan, we film the guy who sing in the song. So yeah, it's very different in each track.
You also had other side projects the last couple of years. You're both busy on other stuff. Can you tell us a bit about what do you do beside Sami Fati?
A few years ago, we started doing DJ sets. Axel and I were playing together in clubs and bars, and we don't play our music when we are doing DJ sets. Actually, we chose another name for this project, and we are called Jetlag DJs, and we play only music from around the world to make people dance. So this is one of our side projects. And sometimes I also do workshops and teaching electronic music to different audiences, starting from age 6 to adults. So I go in schools, in high schools. Sometimes I do it for musicians that are already trained to electronic music. So it depends, but I have also this teaching part of the project.
And Axel, do you want to say a few words about what you're doing those days?
I just came back from Benin, where I worked a lot since 4 years now. I was there during 2 weeks, and I worked on a musical visual creation there with a lot of musicians from Benin and from Martinique and from France too. It was a creation based on the percussive and rhythm from Martinique and Benin. And I used to create some video for the show.
And in the past years, we were also invited to collaborate with some artists around the world. So we made creation with two musicians from Benin. And this side project is called Ago. We did only 2 shows of this project, but it was supposed to be a one-time thing. And maybe we'll do it again in the future. But we also have this kind of very short project, and we like to work on those new things.
Have you started working on your next LP? Can you tell us a bit about what it will be?
Yes, so we started working on this album a few months ago, just after the second lockdown, actually. So we decided to browse through our archives. So all our videos, our sounds, our recordings we made with some musicians and singers around the world, and some old vinyl I had. So we started from all these countries we've been to, and we decided to make a track for each country. So it's going pretty well. It's supposed to be out next spring in 2021, if it's ready, but it's supposed to be out kind of soon. Solar is one of our last songs. We published it, I think, almost 2 years ago. So it's our last release. It's maybe a little bit more brutal and rhythmic than our previous work. It's getting to more techno-ish sounds. This track was one of the tracks we made that is transition to the work we are going to put out in 2021.
You're back on Radio Muse Indira for the last part of this broadcast, and it was the track Solar from Sami Fati. We are now going back a last time in Angers to talk about Dogs for Friends, a band of young but promising musicians who have gone from the local conservatory of music to the stages of all musical venues around. They released two EPs, Fat Boy in 2019 and I'll Pet You Forever in 2020. We talked with them about how they first start and how they evolved since.
So we already started a band during our high school period with Chores that lasted barely a year. So we already knew each other for quite a long time. Then we met Massimo and Baptiste at the university on the first year. And we started to discover each other's tastes in music by hanging out and through parties. So we founded Dogs for Friends at the beginning of the second year as free first because Baptiste left our school to come back later on. So right when he came back, he joined Dogs for Friends and that's how we all started playing together.
Can you tell us what are your songs mostly about?
They're just about, I think, life and nothing more. Some might say that there's a lot of melancholy in our song, but I don't think so. It's just sometimes there's shit and you have to deal with it. And that's maybe mostly our song are talking about that, but they're just nothing more than life.
It's about every situation we are facing as young people.
How did your writing or composing evolve since you started the band?
So it evolved in a way that we worked on how we could make something good sounds even better by thinking more about the structure, the construction, the progression of the sound. And we worked even more on the quality of our sound, especially coming out from the machines, because it's quite hard to mix everything together, like guitars, machine, drums, and make it sound great in live.
Are you particularly attached to playing live on stage?
Yeah, I think that live is an important part for music in general. And the more you play a song live, more it comes like a part of yourself. So it gets better after every live, but just practice, you know.
You are still followed by the Conservatory of Music. How did it help your band to make progress?
Well, yeah, we were at the conservatory for this year. And since the beginning, we take lessons with Sylvain, who is our main teacher. And it helps because he really knows a lot about us, yes.
He's quite good in DAEW, so he teaches us a lot of things.
And the conservatory gave us a chance to have a place to practice and rehearsal, so it's really helpful in our projects. Yeah.
Can you describe us the local musical scene in Angers? How is it?
This city actually has a quite interesting musical scene, and the most important thing about this musical scene is that it's very varied and there are a lot of places to perform, which is very cool. And we actually played in a large part of these places, and our willing now is to expand ourselves in more and more cities.
And yeah, the musical scene in Angers, it's like, you know, it's not a big city, so we kind of all knew each other. I think of guys like Scuffles, White Fox, Nerlof, Stav. There's a lot of good people, I think. We're all friends.
Yeah, so that's it. It's like we are all friends, so it's pretty cool. Everyone communicate together, and that's great.
And how was 2020 for you? I suppose your plans were impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, this year, we, like most of the band, I think, we didn't play a lot. We had the chance to make two live streams in school, but we took this year like a composing year, you know? We've worked on many songs that will come out in the future. So it was like, it was not blank here, only for the shows, yes. I think that it was at least a great year for composing, so.
Your music videos are well made. We can feel that you're looking for a certain aesthetic. Can you tell us more about them?
I think that actually music and video are two things that goes well together.
So for two of our video clips, we used as an actor Charles Dodd, Christophe, and he has a presence, he has a really strong identity, which made our clip kind of unique. And for the last one, we used a clip already recorded, and the main actor was as important, I think, as Charles. So we kept the idea of having someone with a strong identity to describe our lyrics.
You were listening to Dogs for Friends. It is already the end of this week Radio Muse Indira. This broadcast was produced by Thibault Labarthe-Lusson from Radio Campus Angers of the Radio Campus France network. See you next week for another episode brought to you by another country. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Radio Muse Indira.
Independent Radio Exchange.
Radio Muse Network is part of the Indire project, which is co-funded by the Creative Europe Programme of the European Union.
Cosa de familia no la tienes que escuchar. Lo capo con lo capo y yo soy la mamá. Los secretos solo con quien puedas confiar. Más te vale no romper la muerta. Hay niveles para todo en esta vía. No jodemos con personas desconocidas. Ni un amigo nuevo, ni una haría. Ni un amigo nuevo, ni una haría.
Ni un amigo nuevo, ni una haría.
Ni un amigo nuevo, ni una haría. Asome en la cara, gafas no es. Tono dispara, la vacía. Vivía, vivía.
leche con azúcar. Ella tiene medida brazuca. Esa mami es una chi.
She got hips, I got a grip for a lot of ass. Don't need to add more, I know it's sweet. I like that. I got word that is wet, well, let's drown. Toot it up, back it up, slap it down. Don't say a word of what you heard from when I came around. You get it fresh, you get this work right when you come in town. Need you right here. Know you the queen of giving ideas. Know my new friends don't bring the hype here. Know you got problems, but it's not fair.
Cosa de familia no la tiene que escuchar. Los capos con los capos y yo soy la mamá. Los secretos solo con quien puedo confiar.
Más te vale no romper la muerta.
Take care, take care, take care, take care, take care. Ni un amigo nuevo, ni una haría.